Well, before we proceed, I have an announcement to make. This upcoming Saturday, May 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we have the annual Women's Brunch. That'll be taking place at the Community Center right down the road on Canal Boulevard. And just wanted to make you ladies aware that that'll be an opportunity. I know it's always an encouraging time when you ladies are able to come together and encourage one another in the Lord and enjoy the fellowship that we have as a family because of God's Son. And I wanted to mention it too, that if you so desire to come and as well desire to bring a dish with that, there are sign-up sheets on that back table on the clipboards. There's a number of them right now, so we're going to be talking about another one of them in a minute. So you might have to kind of work your way through, but you'll see that one in there if you would not mind just signing up if you plan to come, as well as if you plan to bring something. And there are these little, I'm going to put my handout back. The Lord gave me a little handout so I didn't forget anything. So I'm very thankful about these handouts back there. I'm going to put this one back, but it has information on it for you as well. As I mentioned in the first service, from time to time we have opportunity to share different opportunities within the body to serve. And we like to make those things known to you because we know that if your desire is to follow the Lord and you love Him, that we see those opportunities as a great privilege and a great chance to get to serve together and to serve our Heavenly Father. And so, as I thought about this particular one, Romans chapter 1, verse 20 tells us that since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Even the very things that God creates begin to tell us about Him, begin to point to Him. It's a desire that we've had within this church, as Pastor Gary has taught us and led us through the years, that even the way we begin to do things within the church, from the colors of things. You notice the color of the doors that you came in? You ever notice that as you come in? Why do you think they're red? Well, only through the blood of Christ we begin to enter into His kingdom, into His family and household. And there's great reminders we have of these things. And we mentioned in the first service, you have this place of these flowers, these beautiful flowers that begin to be prepared each and every Sunday. And as we looked in Isaiah 40, that as those flowers began to fade, but the Word of God, which is seated right next to it, endures forever. And, you know, when it comes to flowers, my wife and I joke we are not green thumbs. We had a cactus given to us once. It died. We had an air plant, and we had a toddler back in the day. Flush it. So I'm very thankful for all of you that do a wonderful job with caring for these things. I can buy my wife flowers, and I try to regularly, but they don't last. But even in that, it begins to be a reminder, as we said, of these things begin to fade, but God does not. All these other things, as Hebrews 1 will say, are going to be rolled up, but He's going to endure. And so it's been a desire of our heart in this church and Pastor Gary's through the years that everything we do would be a desire to point to Him. I think about in 2 Corinthians, he begins to talk about making us a fragrant aroma. And I think about as you begin to even walk by the table, and sometimes you can smell it even through, depending on the flower, you can smell it through the whole church, there's a fragrant aroma begins to come. We have these things and desire to remind you of who He is, that everything we do would point to Him. And so if you hadn't guessed it or you weren't here for a service, I'm going to ask Miss Jackie Skills to come up because we have this thing called the Flower Ministry. And this has been something that I know has been on Miss Jackie's heart and some of the ladies that have helped through the years with this as well. And we wanted to make us all aware today of an opportunity that we have within the church to get to serve in this ministry and helping to prepare these flowers. They're different each and every week. If you hadn't noticed, they're different each week. And one of the things I know, as Pastor Gary and I were talking last Sunday, that we've appreciated is even sometimes in the types of flowers that you put out, like we had the white with the red right in the center, and you had the palm branches, desiring to point towards remembering Him and thinking about that time. And we just thought that was so appropriate and So there's great opportunity in the way that we do these things to elevate Christ and to point to who he is. And so share with us about this flower ministry and how the body can serve in this.
Well, it is definitely a wonderful ministry because you couldn't ask for a better medium to work with than the flowers that God created and all the shapes, the textures, the scents, and to have the opportunity to put them together for the body of Christ. You couldn't ask for a better situation. This year we're going to ask for a commitment for a year. So, depending on how many people, it mm-hmm. could be, once a month or, just depending on how it's scheduled. And of course, like the other schedules with cleaning and nursery, if something comes up, you can always, change your date or what have you. It's just, when I first started this, you have to know how to arrange flowers. I didn't when I first began. I had no confidence about this, but through all of the time of working in this ministry, my heart changed, my confidence grew, and really the Lord just, you feel that love in your heart of serving this body and to point to the Lord, and the arrangements just make themselves. So it's not necessary to know how to arrange or know any of that thing. I'm sure there are people here that do know about it and maybe sometimes are horrified. but it's about the heart. It's about the heart of serving the Lord and serving this body.
So you don't have to be a professional floral arranger.
Absolutely not.
Or be able to keep cactus alive in your own home.
No. Okay.
And so you have a sign-up sheet in the back.
Yes, in the back there's a sign-up sheet, and if you're interested. And I also have, documents in the back that explain the responsibilities and the purpose for putting flowers on the Lord's table. So all of that information's available in the back on the sign-up clipboard.
You had mentioned it could be Sunday morning or maybe later in the day, Saturday, depending on...
Yes, it just depends and also I wanted to mention, if you had a friend you wanted to do it together, you could do that, or as a family to do it together, because I don't want to come to the church unattended or alone. If I have an opportunity and I know people will be here, I'll bring them Saturday. If not, I just come early on Sunday and bring them to the front.
And we'll probably leave the sign up for maybe a couple weeks.
Yes.
Give everybody a chance to think through that, and if they desire to serve, and then you'll get with them on the schedule of it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you,
Miss Jackie.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate you.
Said first service, it's such a privilege to get to serve in God's house together, isn't it? And I'm just thankful for that in everything. That it's a great opportunity. Everything we begin to look at points to Him, and that we would get to participate in such a thing is just a wonderful blessing to me. So shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for who you are, for your incredible love for us, Lord. And I think about how you tell us in your word that everything around us can begin to point to who you are, Lord, that you would do that in such a manner to rescue and to save and to draw us closer to you, that we would think about you and not about even the things of this world. And so, Lord, thank you for making us a family. Thank you for giving us this home to be together in and to worship you, Lord, and thank you for rescuing us and giving us the privilege of getting to serve. Lord, what a blessing that is, that, Lord, we truly don't deserve, but it is by your grace and mercy. Lord, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.